This is Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Time for Party for Two, and joining me, Mike Kaycook, co-host of The Morning Drive on AM 800 in Windsor, CKLW.
Wonderful Windsor.
Wonderful town. Windsor's a wonderful town.
Good morning, Mike.
Jer Bear, what is going on?
Well, apparently a bunch of money is flowing to wonderful Windsor because of the closing of the Ambassador Bridge. What's the deal with all of that?
Jer Bear, what is going on?
Well, apparently a bunch of money is flowing to wonderful Windsor because of the closing of the Ambassador Bridge. What's the deal with all of that?
Okay, well, we had that big blockade back last winter, of course, and a lot of businesses were affected by this, leading to the Ambassador Bridge, where the protests were taking place, where the shutdown took place. So the government now has stepped up and said, okay, well, we're going to help out these businesses, and we are going to distribute over $500,000 that will be given to about 65 businesses impacted by the blockade here in Windsor. And on April 1st, $2.5 million in funding was announced from Ontario to help repay some of the costs, so up to $10,000 for costs not covered by the other federal programs. So they're helping out these businesses that were basically shut down for a while, Jerry. And then afterwards, even when the blockade was lifted and cleared after about a week, Windsor police were still out there patrolling and closing down Huron Church, which is the road that leads to the Ambassador Bridge right now. And a lot of people didn't want to go near there. Or like, well, how do I access this business or that business if Huron Church is closed? So they're getting paid by a couple levels of government in the aftermath of what took place last winter.
I'm looking at a list here who gets this money. One of the Tim Hortons restaurant, Motel 6, Mama's Burritos, Daytona Car Wash, Pizza Pizza, Hampton Inn. So it's businesses like that. One of the Shoppers Drug Marts, a sandwich shop, a library. What does the library need this money for?
I don't know. They're losing out on their late fees. I'm not sure.
They canceled those.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point. So there's like 240 businesses that were identified to be impacted the blockade. And one of my favorite, Fred's Farm Fresh. Jared, well, next time you're on Huron Church, going to the Ambassador Bridge, stop there. Great fruits and vegetables.
All right. Well, here's the thing, though. I'm not very happy about this. And it's not that I wish any ill will to the businesses. It wasn't the businesses' fault. It was the fault of the people who went and closed down the bridge. I never supported the people who closed down the bridge. But the protesters collected a whole whack of money. Why aren't they paying for it?
Well, you know what? Maybe they should. And maybe there'll be court cases that we'll hear about in the future saying, okay, well, we got this from the government, that from the government, but we were still lost money. And who's at fault? Well, you're right. The protesters. I don't agree with it either. And maybe they should pay up. Will we see lawsuits coming down the line? We'll have to wait and see. But this is the best they got and what they're getting right now.
Meanwhile, do you have an emergency going on? County of Essex has declared a local emergency.
Yeah, we do. And this has to do with you getting emergency service, EMS in Windsor, Essex. And there's these like code blacks, they call them. And October 14th, a total of 491 code blacks have been issued now this year by Essex Windsor EMS during just October, compared to 116 in all of September. These are delays lasting 12 hours or longer. You imagine you call 911, you need EMS, you need an ambulance right away, and it could be 12 hours before they get to you. I don't think that's going to end very well for you.
No.
So Gary McNamara, I'll walk then. I think, yeah, I'll get to the hospital a little bit sooner. Gary McNamara, he is the mayor of Tecumseh. He's also the warden of Essex County. Doesn't that sound tough? Be the warden of Essex County. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Does he carry a gun?
No, there's no gun as part of the warden's duties. But you know what? He is very concerned. He told AM 800 down here in Windsor, he's very concerned over what's to come.
One of the biggest concerns that I have is we haven't even hit yet the flu season and what the COVID new wave, as they're anticipating. We're seeing numbers going up. And so that could be a real impact as well to our EMS services.
Okay, so what's the implication of him? And this is not a unique to the County of Essex. This is an Ontario healthcare problem, yeah, I believe. What's the implication of him declaring an emergency?
Okay, well, you know, just to one, bring attention to the fact that this is happening down here, and maybe send a message to Doug Ford and everybody in Toronto with the Ontario government that, you know what, we got big concerns, not only with this, but now we're going to have flu season coming, a potential new wave of COVID-19. You know, we got to get something done here. And, you know, EMS, they're calling for several changes to address this offloading issue. So the ability to have paramedics treat, refer other low priority patients on scene, divert them away from the emergency department. Can you go to a clinic instead? Do you really need an ambulance for this? The ability to place, a clinician in the dispatch center to triage on the phone, refer patients somewhere else. So, you know, they may get to you, but, you know, they're going to bring you to the hospital, and it might be a while before you actually get into the ER and get into the hospital. So, you know, it's huge issues, and something's got to be done. They want to sit around with some officials and say, okay, what are we going to do to alleviate this situation, because it is not good.
No, it sort of feels like you call 911 and they say to you, okay, we've got you on the list here. Start binging Game of Thrones and we'll get there when we can.
Right. Yeah, you can watch a whole season.
Yeah.
Then we'll get to you. Yeah, we'll be there soon. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Stay on your porch.
You want to have some fun at Ron McLean's expense here?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? Are you a fan of Ron McLean?
Well, not as much as I used to be.
Yeah, well, and that seems like everybody, right? Ever since the Don Cherry thing back in 2019, when he made those comments, Don got fired over his take about immigrants and wearing poppies on Remembrance Day. And he made the famous statement, and then Ron kind of just nodded his head and then gave him a thumbs up. And then afterwards, Don got suspended, then eventually fired. And people hated Ron for not standing up for his buddy Don that he was next to for 30 years. And it seems like after this opening, Jerry, they had on Hockey Night in Canada on the weekend to start off celebrating 70 years, the hate for Ron came back out again. So they did this whole thing, big production, 70 years. They related it to like the Queen Elizabeth being on the throne for 70 years until she sadly passed away just a few weeks ago. And they went through history and kind of looking at how Hockey Night in Canada has been a part of Canadian lives while all these different things were happening in the world. And he was doing references to the Queen and then the King, Elvis Presley. That's when Ron gave us an Elvis Presley impersonation.
And how many have learned from the monarchy this idea? You enter big, you leave no doubt. Here's a king for you. Every year of his career. That's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. Just any way you do, Elvis Presley created with that the greatest walk-on in the world.
I've been singing that since I heard that on Saturday. That's all right, Mama. It put
that's
me.
Not,
it put
that's
it in
not
my
the
head.
Song he came on stage to anyway. First of all, he's wrong about that.
The Elvis elite checking in, King Jerry now.
All right. Well, that's one thing. But I think what people are really reacting to on social media is that he's 62 years old and he's trying to act like he's 22.
Well, yeah. Is he, or is he just trying to be kind of funny in a way? Because, you know, I'll make references like this. I'm not exactly a spring chicken anymore. And, you know, I say like I grew up on the mean streets of South Windsor. Well, you couldn't get more white in suburbia from where I grew up than that, you know. And then he said this is another clip that he referenced the Queen and Lizzo introducing a Lizzo song at the end of this production.
That was Wednesday. This is Saturday. About damn time. To celebrate Queen Lizzobeth. Lizzo, let's go.
Hello, Canada. And hockey fans in the United States.
So then I went into this, the whole clips of Hockey Night in Canada over the years. So I don't know. Is he trying to be relevant at 62, Jerry, or is he just trying to kind of be, you know, somewhat funny? Like, it's almost funny that this 62-year-old white guy is making, you know, doing impersonations, calling people my G and stuff like that.
Over to you, my G. Like, that's it. Yeah. You know what? I would say if you're 62 and black, don't do that. Like, just act,
any
you know,
age, any color.
You know what? There's nothing cooler than a person who gets and is comfortable in their own age, in the way you dress, in the way you present yourself. You don't have to be an old fuddy-duddy. But at the same time, if you're trying to be hip with the kids, you just look silly.
Well, you do. Don't and be silly. Whether he was trying to do that or if he was just trying to be humorous or what, I'm not sure. Most people thought he was trying to do exactly what you're saying, trying to fit in with the kids, be relevant, you know, bring in a younger audience. That's not the way you do it. If Hockey Night in Canada wants to do that, they better find somebody way younger and way hipper than Ron McLean, even though I love Ron. I think Ron's a good guy.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Jerry, talk to you next Wednesday.
iHeartRadio, Talk Network.
You're listening to Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.